producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Plus 2 is 7. That's the way it works, right? Mathematically, 5 plus 2 equals 7. Wow. We got it to 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here. Roberta showing up from the snow, the New York experience. Jennifer suffering with the this really difficult weather season. We have rain here.
Not even. You know, we're worrying about El Nino and California now.
One of the things that is, Richie's at the controls of our studio in Washington. One of the things that is graphic that you can use your imagination, perhaps you saw some of this, some of the evening newscast last night, focusing on the storm in the Pacific, the northern states, Northern California, Washington, Oregon, people who have houses built on these cliffs. Roberta, you used to have a home on a cliff on Long Island, but
yes,
I think it was a rock cliff, a rock formation. There wasn't dirt,
well, actually,
right?
No, it was what it was sand. It was sand that built Manhattan. It used to be a big hill that went down to the water, and they carved it away over the years to mine the sand from it.
Really?
And so the cliff that we were on was about 350 feet high. It was one of the second highest point on Long Island, because Long Island's flat. I mean, it's an island, so
yeah,
it's basically flat. And that was all sand. And when they recarved the cliff for stability, a lot of archaeologists and people, what are the people who deal with fossils? What are they called?
Not fossilologists.
Fossilologists.
Yeah.
Well, they actually came because that sand that we were on used to be a sand dune at the bottom of the ocean. So there were all sorts of fossils of prehistoric creatures in the sand. Mm. It was quite interesting. Huh. But it was all sand. And
are you sure they weren't some of your Italian relatives?
Yeah, some of my Italian relatives, and they're true. Very, very fine sand, kind of like sugar.
Yeah.
And so it made great cement. So that was the sand that built New York City, that provided all the concrete for the city initially.
Well, the reason I bring it up
Italian
is because
and Polish mine workers.
It wouldn't have been washed away by erosion the way some of the places, Northern California especially, if you haven't seen
it's mud, right?
Well, no, it isn't. It's actually there. Some of these cliffs are 400 or 500 feet high, and the erosion, there's been some really bad storming going on the last 2-3 weeks, and it's washed away acres and acres and dozens of feet of the surface. And because they're up 400 feet, a lot of these places that were built maybe a half a block away from the shore, I'm not shoreline, but the cliff line, that's eroded to the point where there are homes, and if you just Google this, homes in danger in Northern California, you can see these homes that are ready to fall into the sea. And the other night, the officials come knocking on the door, and people at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning who said, you got to get out in 20 minutes because in a half hour, your house is going to go crashing into the sea. So I mean, that's part of the weather. You know, we're talking all about the snow and stuff and that experience, but this is really quite a put yourself there in that the circumstance. These seaside cliffs are just crumbling away, and the homes are crumbling away with them. This is our fascination with building on the water. We all want to have a place. I've said many times, what's the point? The homes that I've had here in Los Angeles have all been on the water. And I wouldn't, but now I'm contemplating getting out of here and going inland a bit because that's where the kids are. And I wonder how I noticed the other day, Jennifer. I went to the farmer's market and was walking downtown in Santa Monica. And I really love that feeling because it's so foreign to me. Living on the farm all my life, you know, you can just walk anywhere here.
It's urban, I know. It's very cool.
And I think to myself, I don't really want to leave this. I like having this neighborhood, even though over in Los Feliz and these other areas.
If you're going to live there, you got to say it right.
No, I do? Oh, okay.
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz, that's it.
Los Feliz.
All right. So Roberta has the story of this igloo that was built during the blister. The blizzard.
That's disgusting.
And now, this is a great picture. Maybe we ought to post this as well, if we can do it on Facebook or Twitter, Jennifer. This igloo, how big is this, actually, Roberta?
Two people can go into it. I mean, they actually put like a mattress and some pillows and some blankets in it, these two guys in Brooklyn, to keep themselves busy during the snowstorm. First built a huge mound of snow and then hollowed it out and made an igloo. They actually thought it was a joke at first. They put it on Airbnb as a joke for $200 a night, and they actually got 5 phone calls from people asking, yeah, you know what? Can I stay in your igloo?
Weird.
So they put lights in it. They have a photograph of it with lights and some pillows covered in plastic, of course, and you know, a mattress and a blanket. But Airbnb took down the listing after a couple of hours. I mean, it went viral. I mean, it was all over the place.
Hashtag glue and chilling. G-L-O-O and chilling.
And chilling.
Yeah.
I thought it would be great igloo. For like a first Tinder date. Would you do that, Jen, if somebody brought you on a date and brought you to an igloo for the night?
I'd be like, no. Come on.
There's a bottle of wine and a little heater.
There you go.
Maybe for like
you don't
5 minutes.
A little heater.
Right.
All right, so then,
Airbnb, they took it down because they said it didn't meet their standards of you have to have plumbing and electricity.
Yeah, this is foolish. That's like the kids that have permits to shovel snow in New Jersey. Give me a break. All right, so here's the story of Perry Smith and his family, who were going back to their hotel after they had been skiing this weekend at a place called Whitetail, which is in Pennsylvania.
It's just up the road from us.
They spotted an animal on the side of the road. They weren't sure what it was, so they stopped and they looked. It was a baby pig.
Oh.
It was lying still, covered in snow and ice. So
make bacon?
They picked up. Roberta. They picked it. You got a picture of this that you're going to put on Twitter, Jennifer? This is
I'm finding it now. The one I originally found was not a very nice story, so that's why I was hoping for clarity from you.
No, this is the story. This is a good story. Yeah, there are a number of not so good stories, but this one about animals that are dogs and stuff that get run over in the snow, and cats and things like that. But this is cute, and the pig is the cutest thing.
Jen, I'll send it to you.
Pigs are actually quite interesting beings. They really are, and they're very smart. We went, Miles and Megan and I went to the Farm Sanctuary in Los Angeles this past weekend. And, you know, one of the things that they do there is point out the horrors of eating meat and animals and all that sort of thing. And there's a point to some of the things that they are talking about. They're trying to get everybody to be vegans. But they got a couple of old pigs there that are like 10, 11, 12 years old. And the lady was quite offended when I said, has this pig ever had any piglets? And she said, no, we don't allow babies to be born here. We don't allow the animals to get impregnated because that's not natural and normal.
Well, what do you mean?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you make other piglets?
Yeah, they have a silly idea of what, you know, I mean, they have a different priority. I'm going to try to create a sanctuary on my farm in Massachusetts, but I think you got to teach people about the animals and leave the pejoratives at home. At any rate, they had some cute old pigs, but this is a cute young pig. And I think, where did you actually put it, Richie? Where did you end up posting?
Putting it up on Facebook right now, so you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right. Good deal. Trending at DougStefan.com, the Flint folks who have been going through hell with this poison water are now protesting, as well they should, their bills. The water is poison, and they are paying for it, and there are people who are having the water shut off because they haven't paid the bill. We'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, do we have a Queen of Cheap, Roberta? You want to do it? Have you got a Queen of Cheap?
Sure. All right. I have a couple of things for you.
All right, Queen of Cheap and the story of the water in Flint up next here on Good Day.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's a new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Fasanelli, Bruce Springsteen doing an Eagles song, paying tribute to Glenn Frey. I'm going to assume, Jennifer, Roberta, am I right?
Yes, listen to the crowd singing along in the background.
Where was this performed?
This was from the United Center in Chicago, which was last week. It was on the 19th of January.
So now how can people get this?
Well, actually, you can get this song and the entire show from the United Center in Chicago. Just it was yesterday and today only. It's for 2 days. They're making it free, free download, the entire concert at BruceSpringsteen.net. And Bruce did this because the Sunday show at Madison Square Garden had to be canceled in New York City because of the snow. I mean, people just couldn't get in. You couldn't get in from New Jersey. You couldn't get in from Long Island. And so in order to kind of like soothe everybody because they couldn't make it to the show, he offered this download of the entire full performance from the United Center in Chicago, absolutely free as an MP3 download. So go get it, BruceSpringsteen.net. He plays the entire River album, including a lot of other songs.
I want to write a song that 20,000 people in one building know all the words to.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else in the Queen of Cheap box? We're going to post all these things, the Better Living box, actually, at DougSteffen.com. So what do you have, Roberta?
Well, there's a rather lengthy Queen of Cheap that has to do with all sorts of discounts that you can get if you're 55 and older or 65 and older. We've got travel discounts, gym memberships, clothing, utilities, auto services, movie tickets, national park admission, groceries, haircuts, and education. It's a whole list of stuff. And so if you go to the Better Living box and look for the Queen of Cheap, you'll see it posted. All these discounts that you can get if you are 55 and over, which other than Jen, I think is most of us here, right?
Excuse me, speak for yourself. Not Richie, for sure. Richie's a young whippersnapper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's just you and me, Doc.
Just you and me, Roberta.
Looking for those discounts.
Yeah, right.
I've never been happier discounts. Not to save money.
I'm looking forward to the discounts.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, I can't wait till I'm 62 to get the National Park discount.
The Boss download is very cool. So check it out. 20, where are we? 21 after, actually, on Good Day.
Don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, music portion of this hour of the Good Day program, and this is devoted to the music of Kesha. Been involved in a messy legal battle with producer Lucas, Dr. Luke Gottwald. All right, so
this has been going on a long time.
Really? She sued him for assault and battery, apparently. He apparently sexually, physically, and verbally abused her and did for some 10 years. She was working together. Why would you stay with somebody?
Well, that's what I don't understand. You know, at some point, when do you walk away? Because there's, I mean, maybe she thought she had to be with him for her career, but something seems odd.
So how successful put up with that behavior. Has she been? I don't know that much about
it. Well, the song you're listening to right now is, I would guess, is probably her biggest hit because it's the one I know.
Really?
I would think this is probably her biggest hit. But
she's
suing a few others.
Because she's been unable to produce new material, she has a contract with this guy that she's suing that bars her from doing anything with anybody else.
Right.
So here's one of the videos that was posted from her by one of her friends, greeting her fans and singing a bit of Amazing Grace.
Good morning, everybody. I love you guys. I can't put out new music, but I can sing a little something of someone else's songs or something that exists.
Wow, I'm going to fall asleep.
So.
Good night.
Have a little energy.
What should I sing? Amazing grace. How sweet.
She totally just did this off the cuff.
Sounds like she just got
a pretty tone.
Why don't you go to American Idol or something and start over again? That's what you got to do. Just start over again.
Me.
All right. So,
I was
Ava Gordy from What's Trending.
Sounds like she's going to pass out at any moment.
The story on the court battle, which is supposed to a lot of the behind the scenes stuff going on today.
She's posting this video because her record label is trying to keep her from singing. In October of 2014, Kesha filed a lawsuit against her producer, Dr. Luke. She says that she was abused by him in various ways. He allegedly gave her drugs and sexually assaulted her, induced her to drop out of high school, denied her any meaningful profits from her work, and was abusive towards her and other women. In November, Kesha filed a request to a judge to start recording music without her producer. Her lawyers argue that if any more time passes, she'll lose the chance to continue her career anyway. On January 26th, she'll find out if she can be released from her contract with Kemosabe Records. Kesha shared this post on Instagram. She says, "Maybe my life will go down an unexpected path, but the message will always be the same. Love, acceptance, compassion, equal rights, human rights, animal rights. And that really is my passion and purpose." More than 100,000 fans have petitioned Sony to save Kesha's career. Many Kesha fans are planning a protest outside the New York State Supreme Courthouse.
I'm on her side.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
You know what? I'm so tired of record companies kind of just owning people. Yeah.
Well, and they go after these people who don't have all that much education, I would guess. Mm-hmm. But you have to be responsible. It just shows you that lesson. You have to be responsible for what you sign. Comes yep. back to bite you.
Yeah, know what you sign. Yeah. Here's
put
a
your
YouTuber
name on a contract.
Named Peter, one of the many people expressing his support for Kesha.
The things you can do, post on any social media, any at all, and get hashtag freedom for Kesha or hashtag free Kesha trending. If you can, if you're in the New York City area, go to the court on Tuesday and protest. That's really all I needed to say today, and I hope that you guys join the cause.
Get alive.
Yeah. You know, Kesha once said she likes to take baths in glitter.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
can't
so
blame her.
Here's a note that I just got. Roberta, you'll like this a lot. Meredith just remembered that last Friday night she was at a fundraiser at the place where she has her horses. She goes to the horse. There's a horse place in Florida where lots of people bring their horses and spend horses. And Meredith's quite an accomplished horsewoman. So the boss was there with his wife. They are honorary chair people for a fundraiser for the equestrian team.
Yep.
And they did a concert and they sold a couple of his guitars in an auction there that went for $300,000
oh, yeah.
a piece.
Because
the
his daughter,
Bruce Springsteen.
Well, yeah, the boss.
Yeah.
But
did
his daughter Jessica
yeah.
Rides. She's quite
yeah.
an accomplished rider.
She's
and
there and
contender
well,
for the
yeah.
Olympics. Yeah,
yeah.
The contender.
Right. And that's why he supports it.
Exactly.
But two guitar people were in a bidding war for these guitars, and they each went for $300,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Good Lord, that is out of this world stuff. Can you imagine? God love them. People certainly do love them. Again, all the people singing along with that song, Richie. 29 past the hour here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden, who's working over at the control board. So when you hear things that sound extraordinary, he's responsible for the blips, the good, the bad, and the ugly all come out of the blue, green, yellow, and red lights on the control panel. There it is right there. We have the video of the day at the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. All right, okay.
Who are you shooting, Richard?
That little pig that we just posted on Facebook.
No, save the piggy.
Ooh, pork chops for dinner.
I like the piggy.
All right, so the video of the day today comes from the National Zoo YouTube channel. This is a male panda named Tien Tien.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Tien Tien.
Say it again.
Oh, is it the new little baby panda?
Tien Tien. This is the father, I think, Richie.
Okay.
Woke up in a lot of snow and was pretty excited about it. It is the most fun you can have for 60 or 90 seconds.
Put your clothes on.
Watch this thing, this big panda.
Yeah, it's too late now because I'm 40.
No, it's not. Okay.
What is that?
I gotta go see it.
That was,
It's just the music that goes with it.
Yeah. It is really, really, really a very cool bear. This is having fun. Just watch it.
He is. He's having a good old time.
Oh, my God. He's having so much fun with this.
Pandas are a huge attraction at the zoo.
All right. So here's, posted items from both facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. Pam writes, from my view out my window here in the mountains of West Virginia, where snow has encapsulated my van waist high. When I went out to dig a path, I was fine staying hunkered down, but then I had to get out. We had plenty of notice to get food, other supplies for the power outage that didn't happen. We don't sweat it here, trying to get businesses open. Most of them all made their money the week before, especially the grocery chains that sold out completely. Ernest writes, I have no idea why these eastern and midwest cities do not spend more money on necessary equipment for snow removal. The town of Steamboat, Colorado gets 26 feet of snow a year. They never close down. Well, that's Steamboat, Colorado. It's not Washington, D.C. Katie writes, it amazes me how much they hyped the storm and sent everybody into a last-minute panic. Hello, Katie. This is the news media. We got a 24-hour news cycle. Hello. People just don't stop to think, make plans, and that's usually why people get hurt. I live in Buffalo, so 2 feet of snow or more is nothing to us. And that, depending on which side you live of the interstate, I think that's probably a given. Travis writes, it's the first major storm of the year. Winter has been pretty mild so far. Don't these two things pretty much offset each other? Yep. Not a big deal. It's winter time. Hello. It snows in the winter. Natalie writes, why does the government need to close the second and third day after the snow has stopped falling? All these government workers get paid in full for sitting at home. You know, that's right. Government workers that stay home get paid. Doesn't make any difference whether it's the snow. You know how when the government runs out of money and they send everybody home, they all still get paid. What kind of a racket is that? It is. It's a racket. A big racket. More flights have been canceled, but I think more or less the airports in and around Washington, Richie, BWI and Dulles.
Trying to get reopened today.
Yeah, right. But lots of people.
The metro is closed going into National. You know, you just have all these. It's the arteries, the sidewalks, and everything that they can't clear quickly enough. And that's the same thing for the government workers.
Right.
Is, you know, sure, D.C. might be plowed out today, but is the neighborhood in Frederick County where the government workers plowed out yet?
Yeah. Well, there you go. The situation, this is another government, this is complete bamboozlement, if there is such a word. The situation in Flint, story at DougStefan.com today that you might want to follow, get a little more information on this, and hope it never happens to you. The residents who can't use their tap water, they can't take a bath, they can't do anything because of the lead contamination, but yet the city is so stupid, so badly run, that they are still sending out bills for this water, and they are threatening to shut the water off. Does anybody speak to each other? Hello, left hand meet right hand? They're billing people for this water that's poison. What are they, nuts? Here's a story of a lady that we focus on at DougStefan.com. Went into the city hall yesterday. They went in with their water bills. 100 people went in, and they walked into the mayor's office, and they burned their water bills. I thought that was a great... See, that's the kind of protest. We really need more of this kind of thing. We really do. People that are Roberta's age and my age, we were used to protest when we grew up. The kids today are so soft. Nobody protests anything, really. At least in this country. They protest other places. But come on, let's have some good old-fashioned
protest. Well, to be fair, you've got the Occupy movement. You have Black Lives Matter. Yeah, those are filled with, like, pretty big protests. But no one's lighting their bra on fire, which is, I know what you meant. Right, that was a good time.
Well, the bills, I mean, speaking about the Oregonians, they're still there, holed up. And I got into a huge discussion, turned out to be an argument, actually, with several people in my family when we were at breakfast on Sunday talking about this. And it was, you know, the horrible reality of people breaking the law and going onto government land. And I sort of looked across the table and said, really? Well, I support what they're doing. I didn't support what they did, but I support what they're doing. The reason behind it, I don't like the fact that they went in and have created this sort of mess. But how else do you get attention? How else do we talk about and realize how the government, another expansion of big government taking over all these lands so that farmers and ranchers can't use them. We aren't producing enough food now, certainly not as much as we used to. And the more land they take, I had this protest in Massachusetts on my farm where they just took 46 acres that had been usable for growing corn. And they said, now, this is the National Wildlife Refuge. They just said, perfectly good land. Nothing lives there out of the ordinary. And they took it over because they wanted to expand the already 2,400 acres that they have in this wetland area to protect some damn bird.
Don't you think it's because, though, I mean, we're missing something here.
Some doggone bird. Excuse
doggone, thank you, please. Yeah. But don't you think it's because we don't teach civics in school anymore?
Yes, it is.
And I think it's on purpose. I mean, I'm putting on the tinfoil hat. Hold on
for a second. Nope, I do too.
Yeah. I think it's because the government wants to have as much control as possible in our lives, so they don't want us to know how to change things. They just want us to look like idiots so that we take over, you know, stupid places in Oregon, or we stand in front of a, chain ourselves to a tree, and we don't make much change, and it's because no one knows how to do it the right way.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You got to.
And then when you go to these drastic measures, they make you look like the kooks.
The idiot.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, this guy, these people up there are kooks, because the kids today are not used to seeing. I'm going back to that same thread. Those people, well, they're the same age as you are, Jennifer. Actually, a little bit older. And they remember reading about and studying what happened during the civil rights marches in the 60s, the Vietnam protests. But that's the last time we had any really good protesting in this country that made a difference.
It
was during the Vietnam War.
If you start teaching civics in a really meaningful way back in school again, you bring people to the voting booth. I mean, what's the big problem now? Young people don't show up to the polls because they don't think that their vote counts.
Well, in a sense, it doesn't. One of the protests that we should be running is to get rid of the Electoral College, because their vote, in many cases, you're a specific example of that. Your vote in the primary, in the California primary,
doesn't
will make
matter.
Absolutely no difference whatsoever. None.
And when I used
zero.
To live in Maryland, zero.
Yeah, right. So why are we putting up with this? Why aren't we out there protesting the fact that our vote doesn't count? We're told in civics class that everybody's vote matters. Bourgeois. It doesn't matter at all in this circumstance.
I was listening to a conversation the other day about the electoral votes, and they already are saying, okay, whoever it is that ends up on the right or the left only needs so many, the Democrats only need so many votes to really take it, whereas the Republicans need all these electoral votes to take it, and they're figuring out what state. So what the conversation came down to is, really, there's only two or three states in this next election that make any difference in the whole thing.
Florida, because, Ohio,
right,
Pennsylvania,
because everything else is already done.
Yeah, exactly, and that's completely wrong. So why are we protesting that? Why are we focused on that instead of Trump's hair or whether Hillary wears a pantsuit? By the way, Roberta, your former mayor, Mr. Bloomberg, thinking of running as a third party.
Yay.
So let's see. That means that you and I vote for him, but we get canceled out by Rich and Jennifer, who wouldn't vote for him. They're going to vote for Trump.
But then again, Jennifer and Jennifer's vote wouldn't count, but I'm in Virginia
Trump.
Now, so it would count.
Yeah, well, but there's no primary in this circumstance. Bloomberg just run as an independent after all of the... He could wait until... but he's not going to. I think you have to start getting petitions in March in order to be in...
Yeah, you're already...
Election.
It's actually done. For the general election?
Yeah. Not
I can't... I don't remember the deadline. For the primaries, it ended like in January. Obviously, he wouldn't have
March.
To run a primary.
Bloomberg
is
to Democrats as Trump would be as a third-party candidate to Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I agree with that.
What happens is that he can drag away from both of those candidates.
He's going to be more Dem.
He's going
to be Dem.
I think plenty of Republicans think like I do.
Well, think about this, though. There's so few choices on the Democratic side. I mean, it's either, you know, Bernie or Hillary at this point.
Martin O'Malley's going to make a move. Don't count him out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Most people are not happy with those selections, like most like average Democratic voters. So I think that it would probably be more destructive.
Most people aren't happy with a Republican. I'd vote Republican, but if there was nobody else, I'd vote for Trump.
A lot more choice on the other side.
All right, anyway. So it's something to think about. I just talking about Flint, there's a kind of a behind-the-scenes story behind the story with the Flint water situation. We're going to get to that with Aaron Morrison, who's a reporter for the IB Times, in a moment here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Doug Steffen here with reporter Aaron Morrison, who works with the International Business Times. He has written, he's covered a lot of different items. He's been around as a reporter for a number of years, worked for the AP, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron, good to have you here. I noticed that you have written the following. The Flint water crisis continues to generate headlines, but the negligence and mismanagement of public resources in largely minority communities reaches far beyond the borders of just that central Michigan city. Across the country, blacks and Latinos are more likely than whites to live dangerously close to environmental hazards. So we got another racial problem here in the making?
Well, certainly, but it's certainly not in the making. And thanks for having me on. This is something that recently was looked at that showed, you know, basically the proximity that people of color and poor people are, that where they live, to these sites, it just increases their risk of death and disease and poor health outcomes, particularly in children and adults. That's why the Flint story is so shocking to a lot of people, because you can see what's happening there, because it's dirty water that's very visible, but there are unseen things that are facing people of color and poor people every day. And so that's sort of this idea around environmental justice, just how these sorts of environmental issues impact people differently depending on their race and their socioeconomic status.
There's a torrent of reporting, a flood of information, a focus on racial divides in our country. Many of us who grew up I was in a very diverse background, never paid attention to this sort of thing. And I'm wondering whether it's because the news media didn't focus on it, or it really didn't happen, and this is more of a new or a returning phenomena.
Well, I think part of it, and what we can really see with the current social justice movement, is that it's very law enforcement, criminal justice reform focused. But then when you start to talk about environmental justice issues, that the sort of diversity and resonance of that conversation sort of dies off. And that's a challenge, really, for some advocates and activists. So that's a challenge for them to keep this conversation about environmental justice, environmental racism, in the same conversation that we're already having with Black Lives Matter and other movements.
So, under the circumstances, how do we fix all of this? I mean, we can talk about it. We were talking earlier about prison problems, because there's so many blacks in prison, and the proportion of those, especially in the tough prisons, is way overweighted. And people say, well, but the blacks commit the crime. So, I mean, you go around this round robin. One wonders if there's any real fix, or if it's just the nature of the human condition to be prejudiced.
Well, I think there is something to that. However, it really comes down to, and this is what advocates told me, to understand what the problem is. The fact is people of color make up almost half of the 11.4 million who are living near dangerous facilities and are exposed to environmental hazards. And, you know, the disparity is actually more pronounced among poor children of color. For example, low-income Latino children are twice as likely to live near a dangerous facility than poor white children. So even if you are poor and white, you are still less likely to live near a facility that poses a threat. And I'm talking about industrial facilities and environmental hazards, which is Flint is a little bit more complex than what this recent study that I took a look at focused on. But again, the same principle applies, is that people of color and poor people are disproportionately impacted by these.
It gets to the bigger point of how racist we are. But look at what happens in Africa, where blacks are in charge and where whites come on the totem pole of importance. And it just goes on and on. It's very frustrating to see it around the world. Aaron Morrison reporting here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Like you and enough money to make them look good.
I know plenty of guys.
It's not like playing winos in the street.
You can't outrun
them. I never played for no winos.
You gotta keep his con even after you take his money. He can't know you took him.
You're scared of him.
Right down to my socks, Buster. You're talking about a guy who'd kill a grifter over a chunk of money, wouldn't support him for 2 days.
Right down to my socks, Buster. What a great line from one of the great movies that you can watch over and over and over again.
Mr. Shaw, we usually require a tie at this table. If you don't have one, we can get you one.
Hey, that'd be real nice of you, Mr. Lonergan.
Lonergan. The guy in the black hat with a gimp.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
Neither are we.
Robert Shaw played a great bad guy in the movie that won so many awards. Paul Newman's birthday, he'd been 91 today had he lived. The sting he and Redford together were magic in that movie and in Butch Cassidy. Did they do, what else did they do, Chuck?
Now, they wanted to do a third one, but it never materialized.
Yeah,
they never
yeah.
came up with the right material.
No. Great, great.
But that, they don't make movies like that anymore,
nope.
right?
Nope, not at all.
Wow.
Marvin
died
Hamlisch.
In 2008. Good Lord.
Yeah, been gone for a while. The entertainer, Marvin Hamlisch, and movie music. As we get started with movie news, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the number of things that need to be discussed. Yesterday you weren't here, so I did my review of Robert De Niro's new movie. I'll do that again for your benefit, Chuck, because it sounded just like what you said about the movie on Friday. What a piece of garbage. We'll get to that in a moment right here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie moment. So I'm happy to get this. I'm a big Robert De Niro fan. He's like Clint Eastwood. Some of the people, when there are certain stars whose movies I go to see no matter what the content of the movie. I just go see
them. They're iconic.
Right, exactly. So yeah. When I went to see this De Niro movie, Dirty Grandpa, and the first scene, did you actually see the movie?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. The first scene will disgust you. The movie is pretty disgusting all across the
board. I like
it
already.
And one wonders how it is that De Niro, who has the chops to do just Academy Award winning stuff, would do a piece of crap like that. That's all I can
tell you. I think it paid the mortgage on his ninth house in New York City.
Man. And I'll remind you, in 1978, Clint Eastwood did a series of movies with a monkey.
But yeah,
those were good movies. Those were good movies. They were a lot of fun. This isn't fun. It's just dirty. All right, so there's my review.
Oh, it can be fun.
Do I got time for one bit of news?
You got plenty of time. Help yourself, Charlie.
All right, here we go. Tell me what you think of this. 20th Century Fox and director Len Wiseman actively developing a sixth Die Hard film. It's going to be Die Hard Year One. I don't like this idea. A lot of people on the internet don't either. John McClane, character played by Bruce Willis, will be in the movie, but a young actor will play McClane in flashbacks. Basically, the movie will be a sequel and a prequel. The flashbacks will take place in the 1970s. Bruce Willis is John McClane. Movie fan of Die Hard wants to see any other actor
right.
play that
I had
character.
Just thinking about the flashbacks and the flash forwards and all that stuff.
I guess
the bean counters over at the studio is setting up Die Hard for the future with a new actor, but this is not James Bond or Batman. There's only one John McClane, and his name is Bruce Willis.
Yep, I'm
there,
with you.
I had my say.
No, you.
End scene.
And thank you very much. Take two on that. All right. So what do you make? The box office totals this weekend were nothing that was spectacular. Anyway, you know what's coming up? That movie 45. Charlotte Rampling has been very actively outspoken on the racial thing in the Oscars, not with everybody else. And that's brought attention. But I went into a mainstream theater to see the I wish I'd have seen 45. I didn't know it was there. What do you hear about that movie, Chuck?
I hear it's really good. I watched the trailer, and it looks really good.
Tom Courtney is in it. Yeah, it looks like it would be a good flick to see.
It's a good actor.
Coming around to the mainstream. It'll be interesting to see where it goes this weekend. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and it is 59 past the hour.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.